Happy birthday, America. Ushers, come. Do we have Sunday school this morning? Church? Children's church? They gone? Oh, good. You got to listen to me then. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just so grateful to be in your house this morning. We ask that you bless this offering today. We know that everything good comes from you, and we want to give this small part back. We ask you bless it for the church and the community. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. They have a blood drive Sunday, July 20th. Church camp at Silo Park has already started. I think the 6th, that's today, isn't it? See Dylan or Kirsten if you want, or Jennifer Murdoch. Baby dedication, child dedication is Sunday, August 10th and the 17th. See Dylan if you have any in that. You guys can go. Sorry. Everybody stay cool this weekend. If you see me without a suit coat on Sunday morning, it's hot. And I don't have one on. But it's good to be here this morning. In staying with the old school summer, I thought we would take a look at Old Testament scriptures from the book of Psalms, the 23rd Psalms at that. I'm glad you're all showed up here today because God's got some word for us today. So just give me a minute and we'll try to get through this. But as we talk about the 23rd Psalms, I'm sure a lot of you know most of that or a part of that. Can anybody call off verse 1? Yeah, good. How about 2? Anybody know verse 2? I can't hear you. What is it? Anybody? That's part of verse 1. 2 is make me lie down in green pastures, for he leads me beside still waters. How about 4? Yeah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that's a big thing today. What are they doing to me here? Yeah. Well, I'm trying to fix that up there. Go ahead. You're welcome. Let me know who those people are. Come over. I need them at my house. No. Okay. I used to work for a funeral home in Newcastle. And my main job was there was if they requested a speaker that they would have me do that. Which means that they didn't have a pastor, they didn't have a church. So I got to talk to a lot of unsaved people. And the 23rd Psalms was one that I used a lot. because I thought it was appropriate at a funeral, that it was comforting. And even though it is for the dead, because we'll live in the house of the Lord forever, there is so much in this chapter for us today. And I've kind of named it, Who's at Your Table? Because I want to kind of fix on Psalms 23:5. It says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Just imagine a table here. Jesus Christ Himself prepared that table for you, for me. And it's good, beautiful. It's not bologna sandwiches, it's not peanut butter sandwiches. It's meat. Food for our souls. And right on the battlefield, this is not talking about in heaven. This is here on earth. And I can sit down at that table with my Jesus and enjoy my days. It's awesome. But then we have Satan. In John chapter 16, verse 11, it tells us that Satan's already been condemned guilty. And he wants you to go down with him. He wants you. He wants your family. He wants to destroy. He wants to kill. John 10:10 says he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And he does that by entering our minds. And it sometimes is so subtle that we don't even realize it. And if you don't think that Satan isn't talking to you every day, he is. Look here. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. He's loose only for a little while longer. But he is. And he feeds little bits of info into our minds. And if we don't keep those cleared out, they fester and grow. And it's so subtly done. Look, 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought captive and make sure it obeys Christ. Real subtly. It can be a lot of things. My sister didn't talk to me at church today. She must be mad at me. That can fester into a lot of things. But if one way that we can battle this is whatever that is that comes in our mind, that we line it up with the Word of God. I wrote a couple down. Lies from the enemy. I am weak and powerless. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. God's strength is more than sufficient. I'm unlovable to God and to others. God loves you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. Here's one for me. I can't be used by God because of my past. God has blotted out every sin in your past. And you're a child of God. I am worthless and irrelevant. You are God's treasure. Says Deuteronomy 7:6. So we got to take every thought that comes into our minds, into our hearts, and make sure it comes from God. Because Satan is talking to you. I had this experience with this here just recently. As a lot of you know, I was at one time a cocaine addict that turned it over to a pain pill addict. Yeah. And I recently had my knee replaced a couple months ago. And the day before the surgery, I went to the pharmacy to pick up the little package of stuff that they got. And there they was. A bottle of pain pills. Satan said, boy, they make you feel good. And then after they had the surgery, and then pain comes. Remember how they used to make you feel? You're hurting now. But then I had to think. I had to process all this. Because Jesus delivered me. The 17th day of June. 2005. I'd been a Christian for 5 years. I've never wanted one since. And as I've made it through this, I don't want one now. Because I remembered all the nightmare that it put me through. Me and my family. But I stand delivered today. We have to watch what we let into our mind. It's always Satan's trick. From the second chapter of Genesis, Satan told him, did God really say you would die? Yeah, he did say that. But they knew better. I brought up an example from the Old Testament. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. And this was after Moses had sent the spies out to check out the land that God already told him he was going to give them. and that he was going to be with them. But look. But when the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had explored. They said, the land we explored devoured those living in it. All the people we saw there were of great size. They were going by what they see. God already told them he was going to be with them. God already told them it was his battle, not theirs. And if I can say it, 33. And we saw Nephilim. There we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And then I don't know how they know this, what them people were thinking, but they said, and we looked the same to them. They went in defeated because they forgot what God told them. And I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. Have great love for you. But when we let these things into our mind, Satan sit down at the table. And trust me, he's going to get real comfortable there if you let him. As a matter of fact, he's going to eat your lunch. It's too beautiful of a thing to let Satan into your life. We are children of God. And he loves us. Ephesians 4:27 says, don't let the devil take a hold. Don't give him a chance. Whenever that thought, whatever it is, that comes into your mind, rebuke it. Say, that's not from God. And I don't have to accept it. We're living in more and more of an evil world. I don't know if you have noticed, but it's everywhere. I seen a protester they were interviewing. I think it was in Boston or somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but there was a thing that come on here that they interviewed, and I say thing because I don't know if it was a man or a woman. But he said something that startled me. He said, "I am queer. I am here. And I'm after your kids." Yeah. Satan is after our kids. We got to learn to protect them. We got to learn to stand up because they're teaching it in our schools. We're about one generation away from a godless nation. Who's at your table is my question for you this morning. Have you got somebody you've let sit down? Think about that today. Because it can all be turned around. And I hope that you do. Because it says in Matthew 24:12, that because of the abundance of sin, people have waxed cold. Don't let your heart be cold to what's going on today. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I have to walk around real careful so I don't spill my cup. Because the joy you can have in Jesus Christ, you cannot find it in anything and anywhere else but with God. It's your choice today. God can deliver you. God can heal you. We live under that power of the blood. In Jesus Christ. I told you I had a lot. I think there was a lot in the 23rd Psalms. So I want, read that back to you again. The Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leads me beside still waters. That's refreshment. He restores my soul. That's healing. He guides me along the right path. That's guidance. For His name's sake, that's purpose. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing. I will fear no evil. That's protection. For you are with me. That's faithfulness. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. You anointed my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely your goodness will and love will follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's security and eternity. It's up to us. I don't know how anyone could live in these days without Jesus Christ in their life. It just shakes me. And I've come up through some pretty tough world. But as many, many times as I looked at God and I said that I can't do this. I'm uneducated. God said, feed my sheep. Tell them what I've done for you. How you picked me up out of the dirt. A violent alcoholic. A drug addict. Will stand up here today and tell you God paid the price and you're worth every bit of it. You're looking for healing. It's here today. Whatever's going on in your life, it's here today. It's up to us as a church to come together because we've been divided. When the COVID hit, Satan released all he had. And he released a spirit of division that went through the church. Not just this church, I'm talking about all of them. But as we see things more and more revealed to us, we got to come together. Not about the politics. We got to come together as American citizens. And I hope God will help us do that today. You guys want to come? Take some song time while they play this and worship. Think about, have I got somebody sitting at my table? Because it was meant for you and God. Let's clear that table out today. I hope you all come down and pray with me today. I know you might not want to get up in front of everybody. Might be a little embarrassing. But one day, we'll stand before God. I want to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."